Hey, what's up? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and you've stumbled upon episode 265 of the Just Us Geeks podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Go to Facebook.com/JustUsGeeks. Give us a like over there. Twitter and Instagram at JustUsGeeks. Super easy to follow along. And for the first time in forever, I'm actually telling you right now to go leave us a review on iTunes. Not necessarily because you haven't listened to this show yet, but because the last one was just that good. I have a Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated, and if I was quicker, I would have a video of Logan doing hand jive dances to Cyndi Lauper for that group.
Am I live?
Yeah, you're live. You just going to keep air jerking over there, or are you going to, like, talk?
I was dancing, man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nope.
Dang it. How's it going?
That's going pretty good. How are you, Josh?
I'm not really sure. I'm not sure how to follow up 264 of what we thought was going to be the worst. Stop touching.
Bean dip.
Speaking of good enough, Ian McAnally joins us this week.
I just watched Logan scoop. Josh, that's...
what do you want to call that? The scoop and score?
That's a bean dip.
I know what you call it.
The scoop.
You got scoop. What's the scoop? A handful of sweaty moob.
Dude. Oh, God.
And James Stratton.
Back to his regular intro.
Yeah.
There it is. We've come full circle.
Yeah, well, we hope that we're good enough this week for this episode.
We're not.
That we're not. So
hope we're good enough to leave you another murder baby or murder doll.
I hate you guys so much. First of all, let's say that thank you for listening to episode 264 of the podcast.
You're welcome.
You liked it.
In droves. And so I guess we'll just say that we should go on and start planning the next live episode where we play Cards Against Humanity with the audience.
Yep.
Oh, I mean,
goodness.
We get to see how foul our listeners are.
They're pretty foul.
A few of them.
Yeah.
Ian is still kind of on the fence about that, even after a good
episode.
He's
just mad because he got beat by a robot.
I did.
Tim Murphy's going to drive down and play with us.
When he hears about it four months after it's over.
I should shoot him a message.
No, let him figure it out on his own.
Okay. Yeah, we just want Tim to figure it out on his own. It's totally fine.
Can we put a Tim Murphy card in the deck?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't have to earn a card. He gets a card.
He's practically a member of the member already.
Yeah, he's on the podcast. Yeah, we said that he was an official member, so he will be with us in card form if he can't be with us in real form.
Country Tim form.
Country Tim Murphy.
I think Country Tim is always with us.
He would just write down Creed lyrics on the card.
Can you take me higher?
Actually, Country Tim would probably write down J.D. Shelnut over and over again. Chief of police on those cards. All right, so,
play cards with J.D. Shelnut, Chief Police.
We don't even know what we're doing here this week. So we asked in our Facebook group.
And you guys gave us nothing. Come on.
We're just going to, we're going to talk about stuff.
Shoot the breeze.
Yeah. The breeze.
Shooting the breeze?
Shooting the breeze.
Shooting his fish?
His Swedish fish.
Shooting the breeze.
I think what I'm going to do.
Her name was Lola. She was the showgirl.
See, what we should have done is we should have just done an all-musical episode.
Just us doing karaoke for you. No.
Dang it. Maybe not next week. That's
doing kids bop hits.
You know, Barry Manilow came out.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Barry Manilow had a big announcement.
He finally came out, and he said that he didn't do it sooner because he was afraid he would lose listeners. Dude, we all knew, and we're so proud of you.
Yeah, I'm like proud of him, but I'm going, and? Yeah.
Number one, like, what does it matter?
It doesn't.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't.
I mean, I'm happy for the guy. Like, cool. Didn't he introduce his partner as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Rumor had come out a couple of months ago that his longtime partner and he had gotten married. And he was like, what are you guys talking about? I wrote that Mandy song.
Yeah.
Did he really say that?
No.
It's like, come on, you know, the Copacabana.
Hi, Josh Dean, voice of Barry Manilow here.
I wish he would have said that.
I wish he would have said that too.
He's like, no, man. I wrote that song, Mandy. I wrote that song. Yeah.
And it was featured in a Family Guy episode.
Sound like I'm singing to it, dude.
Yeah, it's Mandy.
Come on.
Not man. D.
One of my favorite moments in all of Family Guy history is when they go when they go see Barry Manilow in concert, and he's like, all right, oh you folks out there, I'll take a name, and I'll, he does man, oh Quagmire, you came and you gave without taking, yeah, freaking good. We should rewrite this for you, Logan.
I love the Simpsons version of this.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, there was. Like, I think Homer was a country music manager, and his talent
this
was like
to me,
trying to have sex with him. And so Marge thought he was cheating on her. And at the end of the episode, he takes Marge like on a trip, and they're in a hotel, and she finds a turkey.
Yes.
And gives it to him, and he eats it, and he starts singing, oh, Margie, you came and you found me a turkey on my vacation from Orgy.
You came and you gave me a turkey on my vacation from Orgy. Oh, Margie.
I don't care what you say. Those guys are friggin' geniuses.
That must have been a later season
episode. No, that was back in the 90s.
Yeah, I remember that. Because that was kind of sort of scandalous, the whole Homer
like everybody thought Homer was cheating on Marge.
Yeah. And you know, they sort of tease the Homer and Marge issues every now and then. Anyway.
The only one I can remember was so the...
I love this song. I'm saying I'd go to a Barry Manilow concert.
Oh, I would definitely go to a Barry Manilow concert.
Yeah, he's the best. Logan, do you even know who Barry Manilow is?
I do.
Who is he?
Logan.
He's the guy who sings this song.
Oh, okay, you got it.
Yeah. You gave without taking.
So this episode is going to be Barry Manilow karaoke?
Logan. Yep. This is the Bear cast.
The Bear?
Nope. Manilow cast. Stop. Leave your shirt on, Logan.
He said the Bear cast.
Oh, God.
You would
I hate
not
him so much.
You would not be a bear, sir.
No. He definitely ain't a twink or an otter.
That's a physical.
You know what he is?
What?
He's a Logan.
That's
a
physical Logan description, Josh. It's not like a positional description.
I know.
Yeah.
You wouldn't. You do,
do
not
you want to see my chest hair.
Wow, are we really going there?
No. I'm sitting back and listening to see how far this goes. Keep going. No. I'm enjoying this conversation.
What was that nude cast we were going to do? Let's turn on YouTube streaming.
We've done the nude cast.
We did the nude cast.
We had zero pants on, and I never
not
felt
one pant.
not a single leg of pant was had.
I'm not a part of this.
You were there.
You were on the nude cast.
You don't wear pants as it is.
Yeah. So things you never wear? Yeah.
Yeah, we all did not wear them.
Breaking the fourth wall. Stop.
No, not doing it. Logan, your hair is kind of swoopy. So,
swoopy hair.
Swoop. See, not a bear.
You look like...
I don't have any hair.
I know. You would be a bear now.
Yeah, it's funny.
It's weird.
Boy, why are you staring at my hair?
Because it looks funny right now.
No,
I'm thinking it looks like a something about
so
Mary.
So this is basically...
So I'm bald.
You are.
James has shaved his head.
James is now bald.
Because
did you just go home and take
no
it off?
Becca did.
Oh. Yeah. So James and I are taking the plunge again.
Again. God, I can't believe we're doing this again.
But see, now our folks can come see this show now that they know what we're doing. We'll talk about that more later. But so yeah, we're just gonna. This is like the least foul. This is the family friendly version of the pre-show because we had no idea what to do because you folks and Logan.
God,
and
I want to scream profanity.
Yeah, I know it's really hard to censor.
Why was it hard for us to pick an episode this week, Logan?
There's nothing really coming up right now. We usually Josh and I get together and we plan out several weeks in advance, but we've just been so busy that we haven't had time to get together.
Because you suck.
Yeah, kind of, but. That's a different point. But
he's continuing this.
He
for
ain't
some
lying. We haven't found.
Hold on, I'm finding you a Barry song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what's Barry gonna sing about now?
Barry Gibbs.
No.
Don't defile that.
I like Barry Gibbs.
All right, continue your speech about me and you.
Well, Josh and I were just walking through a meadow one day. And
without you, can't smile. Without
should have never left the house today.
You,
that's your usual day from now on, though, isn't it? Anyway, continue.
I do lots of things.
Are you in your pajamas?
No.
Okay, continue.
Are you on your leather couch?
No.
But you have been, haven't you?
Oh, yes.
Without pants.
Yes.
Sun's punks.
That, you know, boxers on.
Oh, God. What I'm going through. Remind me, like, to bring Lysol wipes if you ever invite me over.
Ian, why would you ever go over? You can't say that you have never sat on your couch in your
underpants.
Do you
know what we should do?
What should we do?
I'm not... Yes, I've sat on my couch in my underpants. But
that's
I don't
couch.
Have a leather couch, and...
There aren't skid marks
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
Doo-doo!
What we should do is we should record at your house once, Logan.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Do no. you live in a trash heap?
I don't. No.
We're going to record next week at your house.
No.
We're
why?
Just going to show
why
up.
Why can't we?
No. Yeah.
Why can't we?
Because there's you no won't room. Be able to hear the recording for the screams.
No.
Why not? Give us a good reason.
Same reason you don't want to record at your house.
You don't have kids.
That's not the reason.
Told you. The screams. Wait. We could record in your living room. You're the only one that lives there.
There's not enough, like, plugins and stuff, man.
I need
one.
Do you have one plugin?
You're saying there are not enough outlets in your entire house.
One. We need one outlet.
One outlet, literally.
Okay, so...
So we'll unplug your VR system and...
Yeah, you're...
We'll be able to...
Your,
takes up all
your,
the power.
Your attachment with the washable parts.
Oh, goodness.
So, okay, for
the perno stuff.
If this is going to be a crap on Logan show, I will just leave.
No,
like, that's,
no, but it is going to be the rest of this episode is going to be what do we think is in Logan's house?
Exactly. What is in your house? Why don't you want any of us to come over there?
Because it's my home. It's my domicile, man.
So?
Yeah. Mi casa is not
my house?
Su casa is what he's saying.
Yeah. Yeah, see, we'll just rotate houses. That's what we'll do.
Ian almost lived across the street from us. Then he looked at the house. He's like, "Never mind.
No, that's
he ran. Yeah, I don't
blame you. It was not.
It's not even laid out like a house.
No, and like the
what
heating.
Is it?
It was like this little
the one on the corner.
No, directly across
it's the
street.
One directly across the white
that
one
little
directly
white house.
Across the street.
Oh. Wasn't that like a store or something?
No, it's a house, but like to get to the master bedroom, you have to go through the kids' bedroom, and there's only one. Heating and air conditioning play like unit in it.
Like it's got a window
that,
unit and it's all the way in the back of the house.
I don't sense that as being a problem since you don't have children. But
I have standards of comfort, Josh.
Yeah. it's very, very small.
Yeah, okay. So Logan, what are your standards of comfort? Since you've totally shut down on us here.
A box fan.
You know, you can
He's
strap a box
it.
Fan on top of a projector and have an extraction unit.
What are you extracting?
Yeah, what
the heat off the bulb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Put a box fan on it.
Oh, so you could heat the house?
No.
So what's in your house?
Yeah, what is in your house?
You have one plug in your whole house?
No, that was a joke.
Okay, so you got
I find
at least
it hard
two.
To believe that was a joke.
Yeah.
I will take pictures of my plugs for you all when I get home.
Just take pictures of your house and send it to us.
Yeah, why can't
you don't
we
have to
see
show
your
us
house?
The dungeon.
I'm not going
to
send you pictures
why,
of my, no.
why can't we, my house.
Why can't we go to your house?
We've seen Ian's house. We've seen James's house.
Never recorded a show at Ian's house.
We could have, though.
Yeah, we could have.
We could do that at any time.
They can, yeah.
Yeah.
I have no problem.
He has
that.
A great table for it and
sure
a built-in guest.
And I have two outlets.
A built-in guest.
Yeah.
Hey, Brent. How's it going?
Brent, sit down.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Brent
does not
like?
Sound. No, he doesn't.
I have two
well,
or
like,
more outlets
if,
in my home.
If James corrupts the house with his presence, like my brother will never move back in. So.
Do you want your brother to move back in?
Makes things cheaper.
God, you become a cheapskate.
Oh, that's what happens when you don't have a job. A J-O-B.
He's got a job.
Yes, I know.
When's your first day?
Now, though.
No, you got
Have
other
you had
things
your first day yet?
No, it's not until June.
Oh, I thought.
Yeah.
See, I thought
That's
it was
right.
May.
Never mind. Yeah, no. I thought it was May.
Yeah.
Potentially it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but no, it's
He hasn't
June
murdered
1st.
That person yet.
Yeah. I have not won the right.
There must be a death.
They haven't come to live in his basement yet. That's it. Logan,
I don't even have a basement in my dad's house.
You're working on digging one out. I know you.
You seem like a basement guy.
I don't.
Are you a basement dweller?
No, I'm not like a basement dweller, but like it seems like you would, like just for the naturally cooling element of it. That sounds like something that you would
You'd be naturally cool.
You just sit down there, nude, on your pleather couch, in the basement.
Stop.
Playing VR.
Wiping your skid marks.
Gosh, stop.
Playing a little.
Goodness.
Again, guys, this is just turning into a
Bob Dean,
John Logan podcast. So.
There it is.
I'm telling him to stop because I don't want to mental image that. Jeez.
You don't want a mental image of skid marks?
It's my own fault.
Yeah, it is.
We're talking about doo-doo.
I thought that meme I sent you all today was pretty appropriate.
Yeah.
What, the bathroom?
The one, like, obviously, this is how everybody uses the gas station bathroom.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
So I watched a video today of a streamer who was convinced to delete her System 32 file while she was streaming.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Convinced.
Hey, what cosplayer was this?
I don't know, but like, it was pretty rough.
Who convinced her?
Her whole like chat did.
Really?
Okay, so I need backstory here.
Somebody was trolling
this Twitch streamer.
Trollers have been all over it this week.
There's a video.
Oh, there's video
of
it?
Yeah, of her like deleting it live on her stream, and then she goes to Twitter and she's like, "Oh man, somebody told me to delete a file in my Windows, and now my computer doesn't work." And somebody's like, "Well, what file was it? System 32. There's your problem."
Good job, Moron.
And bricked. So, like, she's got this gaming $3,000 gaming rig that is just bricked.
What?
Apparently, there's a video of her, like, complaining about it, too.
What?
Yeah, just like.
Well, it's her fault for listening to people.
Well, it's her fault for being an idiot. No, people like, number one, people like that should not have Twitch. I wonder if Dylan does stuff like that on Twitch.
No, Dylan doesn't PC game. He console games, does he not?
I thought he was a PC gamer on Twitch.
I thought he was a console gamer. I thought he played on PS4.
Supposedly, the story is they told her it would make it run faster.
Oh, God. Wrong?
On so many levels.
I'll drop the link.
Okay,
I want
to see that because that's just the...
It's got this loud noise playing in the background of it, though, so like I won't play it here, but like, I will drop it in the Jugheads.
What's the loud noise?
It sounds kind of like that. It's weird.
The alien from Mars Attacks.
Okay, so here, answer me a couple of questions. One, immediately what happens to her feed when she does
it? The feed just goes out. It goes, Gray says offline.
Okay, just confirming that. What's the reaction to the people who goaded her into doing it?
Apparently the chat just explodes.
Of course it did.
Oh my God, she actually did it. You know,
of course it did.
It's like, what a moron.
But who's the real moron here? Her or the people watching her?
The people watching her do it.
Well, like,
are
apparently,
egging her on, man.
Apparently, like, some people in the chat were trying to tell her, "Do not do this. You will break your computer."
So what's the fix for that?
Reinstall Windows.
A total
reinstall,
right?
You just drop in your installation CD and
But most people, when they buy those gaming rigs, you don't get an installation disk anymore.
Mm. Most PCs, you don't get a disk. Period.
Yeah,
I got one.
Well, yeah, you got one because you got a brain and you know that something can happen.
No, I want my physical copy.
You also wouldn't delete that file, would you?
No, I would not delete my.
I've been tempted to so many times. I always rethink. Go,
you know what?
Probably should not do that.
I might need that system file. One of them days.
It doesn't wipe the hard drive though. So
no.
So all she'd have to do is just reinstall Windows and everything would be right back where it needs to go.
Reinstall the OS.
Somebody painted over that board. Some real jerk hole did that.
The blue one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that had Josh's name on
it. No, it had Emily's name on it.
Was it Emily?
Uh-huh.
Thought it had your name on it.
Well, my name's on that one.
Oh, I can tell you who did it then, probably.
Mm-hmm, I can, too.
By the way, did you hear that swatting has
Still
claimed its
there.
First injury?
Nice.
What is
swatting?
Swatting is a...
Like squatting is taking a dump on the street?
I thought you said... I wasn't really sure what you said.
It's calling SWAT police on somebody's home who's streaming.
So basically, if you're like watching somebody on Twitch and
you can figure out where they live.
Hackers will dox this person, find out where their home address is, and make calls to the local police station basically saying something...
He's holding somebody hostage.
Something where they have to send in armed police. And,
like, they have no choice.
And so people are watching it while... armed police like busted in into the places and like with guns drawn and you know.
Okay, I know it makes me a bad person, but I'd at least like to watch that one.
There are videos of it on YouTube.
Yeah, tons of them. Compilations.
Yeah.
But did you say compilations?
But this guy basically caught a bad end of it.
Shot by a rubber bullet in the face.
Yep.
Ow.
Oh my God. He better, if he can find out who swatted him, let's sue the pants off.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I might would sue the SWAT.
Surprisingly enough, nobody has died from this yet.
Yeah.
But this is actually from what I saw the other
Hold
day
my
was
beer.
The first actual God. Injury somebody has sustained from something like this. And it's a pretty bad injury.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it looks like it broke his nose.
Let
me
ask you guys this. And this is just sort of getting
ask away.
Off in the weeds. Okay, so
I love the weeds.
Okay, so earlier this week, there was, we won't go into details, but there was a major event that was nationally recognized that occurred on Facebook Live. I think we all know what I'm talking about.
What are you talking about? I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I know exactly what you're talking about. Keep going.
I didn't watch
the, no, don't watch it. But the reaction from most people is, Facebook ought to do away with that Facebook Live. No! No, they shouldn't. At least that's my take on it.
That's probably what helped the guy get caught.
Right.
Like, he openly confessed to it, showed it happening, like, right there. So
yeah, like, it's blatantly him.
The internet has got to stop opening up all of these amazing things that we can do with it, and then people swooping in and saying, no, we got to control this because we got to... I'm sorry, that's yeah, no. You can't. The beast
You're
is
not
loose.
Ever gonna control
that
it.
Just happened. Facebook Live did not encourage him to do
no,
that.
No, right. Facebook did not say, hey, we want these kinds of
it
things
was,
to
yeah,
happen.
Yeah, it was not like, Facebook Live, show your kid's birthday party to faraway family members. Murder someone.
Yeah, no.
Like, it was not on the list of fun things.
That way.
Yeah.
No,
I mean, it could have been on the list of fun things.
I highly doubt it was a suggestion by Facebook.
It's just, this is not how the world works. It's not how anything works, but I've always kind of felt this way about these kinds of things. You just kind of have to open the doorways and understand that you're only going to get the best stuff if you are willing to accept that there's going to be some bad things.
Well, like that's come up a lot recently, though. There have been suicides and
there have been a lot of suicides
and all kinds of horrible things on Facebook Live. But it's just like,
okay, here's a question: were those things occurring before Facebook Live?
Yes,
they're going to occur after Facebook Live.
Yes,
it's just the fact that people, you know, well, not. Shoved in my face, and I have no. You don't have to watch it. You don't have to click the play button.
You don't
even have to be on social media.
Facebook has done their best efforts to remove that video from their whole site,
from everywhere.
So they're not shoving it in your face anymore.
No, and I can say that I have not seen a link to that video.
No, I haven't
anywhere.
At all.
I've not watched
feed.
It. Not going to watch it. I've not seen a link to it anywhere. So you know, I mean, like I watched the recording of the shooting in of the TV people.
Yeah. The journalist guy.
Yeah. Just because like I accidentally watched it. Cause
it
I was like,
there.
Cause I was like, oh crap, that guy still has an active Twitter before he, you know, ended it. And I was just like, I think I'd sent the dude's active Twitter. Cause it was like an active situation that was ongoing. I was like, holy crap. I found this guy's Twitter. Oh my God. The video auto played cause he posted it online. But like, yeah, it's a thing that's going to happen. Is it the consequence of technology, I guess?
Yeah, I think it's again, when you have something like this, some of the best stuff, and we tend to focus only on the most terrible things that come from it, but, you know, all of the good things that people, like, I got really annoyed when Facebook Live first came out because I kept getting notifications on my phone.
Yeah,
and
when it was like telling me people,
every
like,
time,
yeah,
and
everybody,
I'm like,
I don't want to watch you take a poop, John. Like,
yeah, so I got just the most mundane, you know, events of their life, and I'm just going, I don't care. But, you know, somebody does.
What's wrong with John's poops?
There's no specific John that I'm talking about.
John poops in the end.
John poops in. John poops in. No one wants to see your poops.
Yeah.
Replace one word with poops in a movie title. That's James. John poops in the end. Logan, go. Replace one word in the movie title with the word poops.
With poop, the poops. It's like the Smurfs, but they're
the
just
Smurfs
toads.
And the poops. Ian, replace one word in the movie title with the word poops.
Shawshank poop. I have no idea.
Independence poop.
Poop runnings.
Forest poop.
Poop running.
That's pretty good.
Man, Cool Runnings is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Now it's
feel
ruined.
The rhythm. Feel the rhyme. Drop your drawers. It's pooping time. Poop running.
I didn't think it was possible to make Cool Runnings any better, but we just did.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Poops.
No, that which one? Because if it's the new one, that's pretty accurate. Yeah. Dark of the Poops.
Dark.
Transformers. Dark of the Poops. Those Transformers, that got like...
It's got like poops. Corn and nuts in it.
No, it's not a panamating petting zoo. This is like... Autobot rectal cancer or something.
Nice.
Also referred as Michael Bay. So,
explosion, lens flare. Mm.
That was a pretty good one. The Poopies, the Goonies. Yeah, that one.
Most movie titles are like, there's a lot that are just one word. The Never Ending Poop.
Well,
True Poops.
I was going to say,
it's so great to watch his face in midstream. You see the thought hit his head. Yeah. And just,
he's like, you see
the hallelujah chorus go off.
Is this
there.
Taking place of our Benedict Cumberbatch pinned post?
No,
is gonna
nothing
be
ever
replaced.
Will. That will always be at the top of, because like randomly Melissa Hayes will put one up there and just like, okay.
Star
like,
Trek, Poop Darkness.
I was just going to say Titanic,
Poops. Star Trek, Poop Darkness.
The Poops Night.
Why don't you go...
Star Trek Into Poops?
Into Poops, you know. Just get nasty with it. Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Poop.
Yeah.
Poop-nado.
Poop-nado. Yeah. Look at that tornado!
That tornado hit a sewage plant.
Oh, no. Splinter.
Isn't that how they got the Toxic Avenger?
God.
There was a movie called Atomic Twister.
Uh-huh.
You guys remember this made-for-TV movie starring Mark Paul Gosselaar?
Of course it was.
And they had to stop a tornado before it hit the nuclear power plant.
Wait, so did they move the tornado or the nuclear power plant?
They had to stop the tornado.
I assume that Mark Paul Gosselaar played a live-action Homer Simpson asleep at the wheel at the nuclear power plant? Or
I wish.
Poop's God. Not dead.
That's going to upset some folks. Passion of the Poops.
Oh, brother, where poop now?
Why are you asking me that?
Who framed Poopy Ratchet? Poopy Rabbit.
Oh, nice. Let's see. The Poop Stones.
Howard the Poop.
Howard the Poop.
Guardians of the Poop.
Yeah. Age of the Poops. Or
Avengers Age of Poop.
Yeah. And, well,
the Dirty Poop.
The
Dirty Dozen.
The Italian Poop.
Oh.
Ocean's Poops.
The Green Poop.
Fast
the Green
and Poopius.
Poop and the Furious.
The Young Poop.
Hot Tub Poop.
Fast and the Furious.
Hot Tub Poop
Tokyo
Machine.
Tokyo Poops.
Tokyo Poops.
American
Tokyo
History Poop.
American Poops Eggs.
Let's see. JF Poop.
What? Poop Fiction.
Show. Poop Fiction. Why did we not go there?
Let's see.
Goodwill Pooping.
He is pooping very good.
Beauty and the Poop.
The Usual Poops.
the whole nine poops.
And it's lesser known sequel, The Whole Ten Poops.
Yeah, that one wasn't as good.
Ferris Bueller's Poop Off. Is that a contest?
Yes.
Oh, my.
We have to get to the poop contest.
The poop off, guys. We got to get to the poop off.
Office poops.
Oh, yeah.
Pooping. Poop to the future.
Poop to the future.
That's for you.
Back to the poops.
Indiana Jones and the Temple of Poop.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Brave Poop.
Brave Poop.
Logan's Poop. Logan's Run, but...
Logan's Runny Poop.
Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Poops.
The Three Poops. The Three Poop Migos.
Two men and a poop.
It's the exact same plot, just they changed the name.
The second one is like two men and a turtlet.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
Slumdog Poop.
Pretty close.
Poop Millionaire. Yeah. That's way better.
The Poop Dog Millionaire. Let's see.
Catch Me If You Poop.
Poop me if you can.
Don't think I can.
End of film.
I don't believe I can do this.
All right. Poop Jam. Space Jam.
Poops on a plane.
Mm, the Boondock Poops.
Boondock Poops.
The Poop Saints.
It's not funny anymore.
Kind of is.
We're saying his movie.
No, I'm saying, like, I've stopped laughing at it, so it's not funny anymore.
Jay and Silent Poops.
Mall Poop.
Mall Poops.
Chasing Poop.
Poop Busters.
There's something about poop.
Oh my God, Poop Busters.
Poop Balls.
Go across the streams.
Oh my God, I think Poop Busters wins it.
It still has a song by Ray Parker Jr.
Oh, man. James still not laughing.
Huh? What?
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention
field
anymore.
Of poops.
If you poop it, it will come.
I'm assuming he's just going to cut all this out like he did our cheese tangent.
Nope, this is the show.
We've got nothing else. So
15 minutes of poops.
Yeah. Good job. We talked last week about how bodily
go wipe
functions.
Your mouth.
We go from Cards Against Humanity to poop
jokes. To poop jokes.
Great. Now we're just fart jokes.
Yeah.
I knew we would digress down to this one day.
Yeah. Well, and everybody has a high point.
50 Shades of Poop.
You should have gone 50 Poops of Gray. 50 Poops Darker.
50 Poops Darker is the sequel to
50 Poops Freed.
50 Poops of Gray.
Oh, God. 50 Poops Freed.
You have to take 50 Poops.
Harry Pope, Harry Pooper in the Prisoner of Azkaban.
So the 50 Poops Freed, that reminds me of a...
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Poop.
It reminds me of a joke we used to have about Saw. You know, like the
movie.
Okay,
yeah.
So like we came up with our own like torture device, and you basically had like he was on a rack, and you had to fill up a bucket full of crap. You had to crap yourself to like unlock the thing or whatever. And so the Jigsaw,
well, that's
would,
horrible.
He would say,
"Mom, Dane,
or die. Make your choice."
Oh God. Harry Potter and the Poop of Fire.
Harry Potter
I
and the Deathly Poops.
Fell into a burning poop of fire.
Oh God. Wasn't there a movie called Ring of Fire?
Yes.
Yeah, that was the Johnny Cash.
Yeah, it was a Johnny Cash thing.
No.
Man on Poop.
That was Walk the Line.
Walk the Line.
Yeah.
Ring of Fire.
Poop.
Rain of Fire was the dragon movie.
Yeah.
Poop Man.
Poop of Fire.
Days of Poop.
Days of Poop. Death Poop 2000.
No. Ian's just shaking his head at you.
Ian's not laughing now. It's done.
Everything you do, you do for Ian. So,
no,
it's okay, buddy.
That's great. He slurped on the podcast.
Sorry,
so we have to
that was
poop it
got
up
a mom jeans that
you got a mom jeans slurping.
Look, we talked about poop for like the last 20 minutes. You gotta cut out a slurp.
12 minutes of poop, wasn't it?
Cut out a slurp.
Yes.
Okay. It's only 12 minutes of poop.
God, that's a lot of poop.
That is a lot of poop.
That is one big pile of...
I don't know. Maybe we should have done the karaoke episode.
Poop it for you.
No, don't poop it for you. Don't poop all over this.
My gosh, did I love Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, starring Kevin Costner when it came out as a kid.
Oh my God.
Why did you love Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
I have no idea.
I have a stupid reason for loving it
as a
kid.
I have watched it in the last couple of years again, and I have sat there through the entire thing wondering why I love that movie so much.
Because it's total garbage.
It doesn't make sense.
Well,
have you ever watched the extended cut?
No, I didn't know there was an extended cut.
Yeah, there's like a 30-minute longer version, and it makes more sense.
Does Kevin Costner...
He still has an American accent. Okay. No, he still sucks as Robin Hood, but the plot is explained in the extended cut. You're like, because you know, the whole reason that they kill... His father
never gets explained it in the video game, NES game.
Yeah, in the
really
in the extended yes. cut of the movie, there's like these whole scenes about how they accused his father of worshiping the devil.
Huh.
And that's why they went and killed him.
Yeah.
Because he was a Satan worshiper.
Oh, I always thought they just did that because they were just like, I want your land, so I'm just going to come kill you and take it.
There's so much more to the story with the extended cut, and it's still not a great movie.
As an adult, it's still kind of hard to watch even with Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
But he was so good.
Alan Rickman is good in everything.
I'll dig your heart out. with a spoon.
Why a spoon, sir? Because you twit and all that.
Okay, so why would they not have made Costner have some kind of an accent?
Because he couldn't do it.
Costner can't do an accent.
Well, so then why would you cast Kevin Costner?
Because
Robin
he was
Prince of Thieves,
banking at the box office.
He really was.
He was like the number one guy, and didn't he produce it? So yeah, he's going to put himself.
Well,
in
I mean,
it.
If he put,
did he?
Well, I don't know.
I thought he produced it.
Let me check on that. Fact check that.
You know,
but I mean, like Morgan Freeman didn't have an accent.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. He kind of did.
Yes, he did.
He just dropped his southern accent is all it was.
Well, yeah, but
but at least he tried.
Was that wasn't Morgan Freeman's first huge role or anything, was it?
No.
I didn't think so.
But Rickman was the most notable
character.
Okay,
I have a stupid reason for liking that movie as a kid.
What's your stupid reason?
The Nerf bow and arrow came out in conjunction with that.
That movie did have some awesome toys that came out with
yes,
it.
Yes, sir. Which is probably why they cut a lot of the good stuff. I mean, as a kid, you would have, you know.
Yeah! It's got a 6.9 on IMDb.
It's not terrible.
It's
no,
pretty
it's
high.
That's actually, I thought it would be much, much lower than that.
That's pretty high.
Let's see.
Better than Waterworld.
Gosh.
I saw Waterworld at the drive-in.
Really?
Yep.
I hope it wasn't hot outside.
No, it was.
Oh, God.
Yep, he did. He did produce.
Well, now did he executive produce or did he just produce?
He did not executive produce. He's just listed as a producer uncredited. But
he is
a producer.
Well, then I mean, he didn't put any money toward it.
Well, no, but if he's producer uncredited, that means he had his way.
Oh yeah, he had his way. Who would have been better as Robin Hood?
Who would have been better at that time?
In that at that time, freaking Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan
would have been a good one.
Timothy Dalton actually would have been an amazingly good Robin Hood.
Eli Roth, I think, would have been a great Robin Hood. Or Tim Roth, excuse me.
Eli Roth.
Eli's the director, isn't he?
Yes. J.J. Abrams. Young J.J. Abrams. What's up, guys? I'm Robin Hood.
Greg Grunberg.
Lens flare.
Aww.
I saw a dude that looked like exactly like Greg Grunberg in Nashville this past weekend.
Might have been him.
It could have been.
But it wasn't.
It was not.
I mean, it's Nashville. You'll run into some...
Not Greg Grunberg.
I wanted to say something, but I'm like, no, you're not. You're
should
not
have
Greg,
said.
Greg.
You should have said, what's up, Porky?
No, that would have been me. Had that not been... had that not been Greg Grunberg, that would have been bad.
You saying the guy was fat or something?
No.
Grunberg's not fat. Now it's kind of
big bone.
Yeah, he's a little big bone. He would beat your face in and then run over you in the next wing.
How would? But if I'm already on the ground from being beat down, that'd be a nice trick.
He'd kamikaze.
Okay, gotcha.
he would like back up and
burn
rocket angle
jets.
It up
and burn the jets on me.
Yeah.
You would die.
You think that hurt? I think one of my worst fears is like falling off the back of a big boat and getting eaten up by the propellers. That's a pretty big fear of mine. Yeah.
That would probably suck.
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
Yeah,
you'd probably feel it.
Oh, you'd feel all that.
So what? Like you would fall off, somebody wouldn't know
it's
it,
like saying,
and then
like,
they would crank
like
up the propellers.
Ship.
Yeah. Like a
cruise ship. Oh, you're talking about like a cruise ship.
Okay.
Because you can't outswim that propeller. It'll suck you in.
Oh, no. Yeah. You're dead. You're insta-death.
Would you rather be killed by a pit full of rattlesnakes or fall into the propeller?
Oh, the propeller, I think.
Yeah.
That's quicker.
Yeah.
Bum those snakes, man. That's a slow
death. Question. Could I potentially get out of the snake thing?
No.
Okay, well, then the propeller. Just get it over with.
You're going to die either way.
Yeah, basically, you lay in the snake pit, and then they just dump rattlesnakes on top of it.
Oh, no.
Then someone drops a propeller on you anyway.
So you get shredded up with these rattlesnakes.
It's the best of both worlds.
That's the worst of both worlds. Ooh. What about you? What's the worst?
I would take the propeller, too, probably. Snake bites just... That's a horrible way to go, I think.
Yeah,
it's like a lonesome dove, man.
I'm not a fan of snakes. Just not.
Step on snake.
Don't step on snake. Yo,
did y'all ever see Lonesome Dove? Did y'all ever watch that?
The new one? Or
no, the old one. Oh, with Robert...
Robert Redford?
No.
No, Robert... crap.
Duvall.
Yeah.
Duvall. There was
Duvall.
That scene where the little kid gets into the river and all the water
cotton
moccasins or cottonmouths or water moccasins, like he gets into a bed of them and like...
He's toast.
They just
mean.
Bite him.
Yeah.
Till he dies.
Like, And Ian never
that
went
gave
swimming
me literal
again.
Nightmares.
I have stepped on one of those on accident. So
whoa. Did you get bit?
No, I did not.
Did you run away?
It was I was exiting my friend's house, and they have double doors, a wooden door that swings inward and a screen door that swings outward. So I was talking to my friends as we were leaving, and I opened the door. And as I go out, I step onto something squishy, and I look down, and the head of it is on the other side of the screen door.
Nope.
And I spring across the porch. No. Did not know I could jump that far, and it slithers off. But I was super lucky that that screen door was between me and Ian.
Nope.
Did you fly through the screen door?
No, like I jumped past it. I like leapt clear past it and warned my friends, like, do
yes,
not.
He leapt through time.
I still had my hand on the doorknob of the door behind me, so I managed to shut it so the snake did not crawl inside as I leapt.
One time, not long after Lucy was born, when we were living out at Kossuth, I got up in the middle of the night, or it wasn't the middle of the night, it was like 10 o'clock, to go get something to drink. Dan was in the living room watching baseball or something. I think we were playing Wii Golf a lot at that time. And so he was playing his turn and we go off or whatever, and I was going to go after him. And I was like, I'm going to go get a Mountain Dew or something. Walked in the kitchen. You guys all know how the kitchen works over there. And there's this rubber snake in the floor. I was like, stupid kids leaving these snakes in the floor. Da-da-da-da. Let me pick it up and go put it up and yell at him. Picked it up. Wiggled. Mm-mm. I peed. Just a little.
Was it a rubber snake then?
No.
Oh.
No, it was a real one. Dan had to kill it.
What kind of snake was it?
A dead one.
It was a dead one.
Which half? He hoed it to death.
The Bible commands
that
you have to.
We killed a snake that slithered into the back of the liquor store once.
Oh, yeah. There was a snake in here not long ago.
Yeah. Ask Josh
snake.
If he got rid of it.
Well, I got rid of some of them, but not that one.
It's a little baby. Baby cotton mouth.
Had a little bass to it.
Yeah.
I'm going to check your drawers, Josh.
I'm all good. Never trust one, though. No, it was a ribbon snake. It was a little bitty zipper. Like,
Sisterhood of the Traveling Poops.
I know about them.
Speed 2, poop control.
Pooper.
If you don't poop every 5 minutes, this bus will explode.
It was a boat on the sequel.
Or do you explode?
You do.
Your wife explodes or something.
I know.
Logan finally gets a wife, and if he doesn't poop every 5 minutes, she explodes.
Well, she's
food McCheeseburgers.
So what would be like the worst possible ending for you, Logan?
Like just the worst.
What is like your nightmare?
How do you
ending?
Not want to die? Let me take
just,
notes.
Just tell people all this.
Let me take some notes here. How do you not want to die?
Yeah, what's yours?
I'll
tell you my other one. My other one is in Saw 2, The Pit of Needles.
Mm-mm. That wouldn't kill you, though.
I know. But I'd want to die, and I couldn't.
Yeah. Do you want me to say a thing that, like, I would want to die, but I couldn't kind of thing?
No. Like, what's your biggest fear if you find yourself in a jam that you have to die in? What's the worst one for you to be in?
Oh, geez. Emergency situations, I would say.
Yeah, like falling off the back of a cruise ship.
I would be like anywhere where I'm trapped and I just have to like slowly, you know, starve or
run out of air.
You die of thirst. And now I'd rather run out of air because you just kind of pass out.
Oh, but it's painful though.
No, carbon monoxide is what it'd be. You just
go to sleep.
Yeah,
you
go to sleep.
Never wake up.
At some point, but you'd have to be grasping for air there for.
No, you would black out. And
no,
you would go to sleep.
Yeah, you'd black out. Because there'd still be enough oxygen content in the air at the point it could kill you. You know.
So, like, no razor blades on your eyeballs or anything? Or?
No, I think, like, knowing your death is coming and you can't do anything about it kind of thing.
Mortality.
Yeah.
Okay, so if it was that or... Let's see. Exploding in a fiery car crash, which one would you pick?
Car crash? Just because then I have a story to tell. It's not like, I got thrown into a room and died.
Wait, you're dead.
You're dead.
You get to the afterlife, you know, you're talking to the guys around you.
That's okay. Which one would you pick, James? Car crash or?
Or starve or die of thirst slowly.
Yeah. God, that would take days.
Take 3 days.
God.
I'll die of thirst.
Oh, God. What about you, Macaroni?
So what are my options again?
Car crash or... slowly
got
dying.
Dark.
I know.
Or slowly starve to death?
Yeah. No, you would dehydrate. There's no water. So like,
let's just say we locked you in a closet that you could not possibly get out of. That was still ventilated.
Why can't
you can breathe?
Why can I die peacefully in my 80s surrounded by my family?
No, you have to make this choice right now.
You don't get that.
A, you have to have a family, and B, that's not the question.
Oh, well,
Savage death.
It was... I guess I would choose the quick death. Who wants to starve slowly to death?
No, but you would still choose the closet, Logan?
No, I said I'd take the car crash.
Oh.
I said I'd take the slow death.
Like, do I die in the crash or do I die in the fire?
You die in the crash, but like maybe it's after a prolonged...
Like burning in the car kind of thing.
Yeah.
So burn to death or starve to death
or die of thirst.
Too fast, too furious, or too slow, real painful.
Wow.
I don't, man.
Wow.
I want to make a joke, and I think it's...
Logan gets me.
I want to make a joke, and I think it is too inappropriate.
Okay, that's fine. James, what's the worst thing for you?
I don't know. I don't care.
You don't want to do it?
I don't know. I don't care. Okay. There you go.
Okay. What's your favorite kind of cheese, James?
Cheese tangent.
Gouda.
Why?
Here's a question. Do you like cheese sauce? Like if you...
I like that beer cheese sauce on them steak nachos we didn't get this year because we didn't take a lunch on Saturday.
No. I forgot about those. Now that's like the only cheese sauce that I like. Remember that pretzel pizza from Little Caesars that had the beer, had the cheese?
That was weird.
I like cheese whiz on if you're getting an official like
an
Philly
official
cheese.
Official Philly.
Yeah, cheese whiz on that.
Get out of here.
Don't take pictures of me.
I'm not taking pictures of you.
He's not. Logan, you wouldn't just turn up a can of cheese whiz in your mouth?
Ugh. I wouldn't put it on a Philly cheesesteak, that's for sure.
Would you eat easy cheese?
Oh, God. What quantifies as easy cheese?
You know, it's canned cheese.
Oh.
It's not even real cheese.
Yeah, no. What is it?
It's cheese product.
Maybe
there's curd.
That's
in
like
there.
American cheese can't even be called American. It's just called American singles now.
Yeah, because it's not really cheese.
It's not cheese.
Ooh, that's how I wouldn't want to die, filled with that crap. That'd be gross.
That would be pretty gross.
Yeah.
Get stopped up.
Yeah. Logan, what have you been doing with yourself during the days? Tell us about your thing you're doing.
What thing I'm doing?
With your books.
Oh, I'm writing.
Yeah. We'll end on a happy note.
That's basically what I'm doing. I'm writing.
What are you writing?
What are you doing right now?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Novel. I'm sending you guys a funny thing here in a minute.
I know what he's doing.
It's Ghostbusters.
It is Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I saw the logo, and he's putting the...
He's going to put poop on it.
This is my spoiler alert for this week to post into...
Or a dong.
Jug Ink.
He does that.
Jug Ink. Well, it's going to be my thing from now on.
Here's the thing. If you never want this to happen again... Go join our Facebook group, Jugheads Incorporated.
I'm sorry to all my friends that listen to this.
Just skip this one.
I have two. Yeah. That's it.
Two friends.
We had to do a show.
Yeah.
Josh and Jonathan. That's it.
Sorry. Well, they'll get it. And we'll get it going anyway before James and I get stupid busy.
Yeah, we're about to get stupid busy.
Yeah. The summer is going to go away real fast.
Who are you going to call? Pop Busters.
Oh, that's mean. Do we even need to do jams?
Not this episode. That's my jam.
Yeah, my jam's not this episode as well.
I thought it was a good episode.
You would.
He liked this one. He did. He liked this episode.
Hold on.
I had a jam earlier.
Did you really? Do you even think of it?
I can't think of it.
Okay.
It was probably
something
stupid.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I have a jam. I haven't had much opportunity to jam on anything this week.
Yeah, no.
You went and played poker with the guys.
I did.
I tried to convince Logan to play poker on the podcast.
Yeah, we just wouldn't make a good show. And poop jokes didn't do much better. But
I was going to say, so we talked about crap.
Yeah.
That's what's going to go on the header. It's like, we literally talked about crap.
I think the poop section is going to do well.
I think it will too.
Yeah,
I don't.
You know what?
I think it went on too long.
It's gold.
I mean, it could be gold, but I think it went on too long.
Can't ever tell.
40 days and 40 poops.
The good, the bad, and the poop.
27 poops later.
27. God.
The 40-year-old poop.
51st poops.
The 40-year-old poop is still just Steve Carell.
Attack of the 50-foot poop.
Oh, man.
Pacific poops.
Pacific poops.
The great poops be.
Poops Labyrinth.
Poupon Rouge.
Poupon Rouge.
The Phantom Poop.
Jurassic Poop. Poop World!
It's a poopasaur.
What is this music?
It's the getting the hell out of here music.
Yay!
My jam's these poop jokes.
We're going to get these the remainder of the week, aren't we?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. It's fun.
I already put my spoiler alert up.
It's not really much of a spoiler unless you're like, also don't listen. Crap, I finally asked him to leave us a review at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, we got this.
Well, that's going to...
Leave it before the show, please.
You know, it's going to backfire right on up.
I swear
us.
We get better.
We do.
We're just coming off a really good week. So
the green poop.
Yeah.
They're not all winners, guys. I mean, some of them are poop.
Much like you. Not you, some of them.
I was going to say, I'm a winner.
No, you're a winner.
Grandma's poop.
He's not.
What?
Grandma's poop.
He's still going.
Dr. Strangelove or How I Learned to Stop Pooping and Love the Bomb.
The pooping.
Poop Diamond.
Poop. Poop Diamond.
Poop Back Mountain.
Oh, ew. Oh, nobody wants to go to Poop Back Mountain.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Thanks for pooping, you idiots.
Why can't we say Bob James?